An urban farm is growing on the banks of the Trinity River in Fort Worth. Opal's Farm is the brainchild of 92-year-old Opal Lee. KEI's Christopher Conley stopped by for the opening celebration.
For years, Opal Lee has nurtured the vision of a farm to feed Fort Worth. Now, it's a reality.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And I always tell people when I'm this happy, you better be careful because I'll do a holy dance. Oh, this is stupendous.
The retired school teacher is a longtime community leader in Fort Worth. 2 years ago, at age 90, she made a symbolic walk to Washington, hoping to get Juneteenth declared a federal holiday. She's founded a food bank, worked for affordable housing and civil rights, and now Opal's Farm will grow organic produce to feed the people.
Lettuce and tomatoes and carrots and peas, cabbage and okra, and all those kinds of vegetables, celery, every kind of vegetable you can name.
Right now, it's a couple of acres of freshly turned dirt, ready for planting beds to be built and seeds to be sown. Across the Trinity River, downtown skyscrapers loom, but the abundance over there seems to stop at the water. This United Riverside neighborhood is one of many Tarrant County communities designated as food deserts, where fresh foods are hard to come by. Opal Lee says this farm is an intervention on two fronts: to bring produce to a community that's hungry for it, and to create jobs, especially for people whose criminal record is a barrier to employment.
There's still people who can't find jobs, and so this farming project is to put them to work and pay them a living wage.
Planting at Opal's Farm should start in the next few weeks. Christopher Connolly, KERA News.